This is Caitlin Huey Burns now on the long road ahead.
This is the first step in passing Trump's priorities through Congress. But as difficult as it was, it is just the first hurdle. This is just a blueprint outlining what Congress wants to cut and spend. And now various committees have to go through the process of filling it out with actual policy. And that will have to survive another vote.
The Trump administration is preparing an order mandating substantial cuts in the federal workforce.
CBS News has confirmed that large-scale firings are expected soon at federal agencies. As reported by CNN, the Office of Management and Budget, along with the Office of Personnel Management, will issue a soon-to-be-released memo to tell agencies to submit reorganization plans.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an economic deal, including U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. President Trump.
It could be a $1 trillion deal, it could be whatever, but it's rare earths and other things. And look, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on Ukraine and Russia fighting a war that should have never, ever happened.
The agreement could be signed as early as Friday, with Zelensky coming to Washington. Millions of retired people with public pensions will be getting some retroactive government payments, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
The Social Security Administration says it's beginning to pay retroactive benefits and will increase monthly payments starting in April to the more than 3.2 million people affected by a law signed in December by former President Joe Biden. The agency says most eligible Social Security recipients will get their one-time retroactive payment by the end of March.
The latest report on our drinking water may be hard to swallow. Here is CBS's Tracy Wolf.
Millions of Americans are drinking water that contain harmful chemicals, heavy metals, and radioactive substances at levels that exceed what scientists consider safe. The nonprofit organization, the Environmental Working Group, released its annual State of the American Drinking Water report, which identified 324 contaminants in drinking water, with detectable levels found in nearly every community water system.
Australians Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin were on a Qatar Airways flight heading to Holiday in Venice when a woman died in the aisle. They told Australia's Channel 9 the cabin crew placed her body, under some blankets at least, right next to Mr. Ring, who had to stay put there for the remaining 4 hours of the flight despite other empty seats being available. Ms. Collin managed to move. They said it was traumatic. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly, there's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
There is movement now in the case against that Missouri woman facing federal charges of trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family and auction off his Graceland home.
Lisa Janine Finley has pleaded guilty to a charge of mail fraud. It was over her plot to defraud Elvis Presley's family by trying to auction off his Graceland mansion.
I'm all shook up.
Prosecutors say she posed as three different people involved with things like fake lenders, fake emails, and fake loan docs. A judge stopped the sale last year after Presley's granddaughter Riley Keough sued. Finley would have faced up to 20 years in prison if convicted, but she's expected to receive less under the plea deal. Matt Piper, CBS News.
U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says it's critical that the nation be out front with artificial intelligence, and that means having reliable and affordable sources of electricity. Wright says he supports nuclear energy, and simplifying regulations could be the nudge needed to develop next-generation nuclear infrastructure. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind will be south, switching to the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42 on Friday. Partly cloudy but breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive. Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all your Deerfield Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
loving and your dirt loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Day. That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Lalinda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay in the moment, play games behind me, I'll be what I am, the solitary. Time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Baby's truer than my baby was to me.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. We'll be right back.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Oh,
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
CBS News Brief. President Trump holds his first cabinet meeting today, and Elon Musk will have a seat at the table as they get set to launch phase two of a government slimdown. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper.
CBS News has learned that large-scale layoffs are in store. As first reported by CNN, a soon-to-be-released memo will direct government agencies to submit reorganization plans.
President Trump expects Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky to be in Washington Friday to sign a deal for rare earth minerals in exchange for
$350 billion and lots of equipment and military equipment and the right to fight all.
A near miss between a passenger plane and a private business jet on the runway at Chicago's Midway Airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The pilots essentially floored it and pulled up, aborting the landing. Preliminary flight data shows the Southwest jet cleared the business jet by about 250 feet.
The FAA says the smaller plane entered the runway without permission. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the